Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, look, I get to talk to the governor practically all the time. I get to talk to him fairly frequently. You may not get to talk to him fairly frequently. Maybe you've never spoken with the governor before. Well, today is going to be your chance. Yeah, in fact, just caught up with the governor yesterday while I was broadcasting live from this Montana Chamber of Commerce Summit. We had a quick conversation with him about this big Berkshire Hathaway Energy Montana news, and then we rolled on to other guests. Well, he's going to be with us in studio. I'm now back in studio. The governor will be with us here in the second half of the show, and I want to know what you want to ask him. You can send us a message on the Montana Talks app right now. Or you can call in when the governor is in the house, 406-294-0970. Heck, you can call in right now because we got open phones, which is the best part of the show. I mean, it's cool having the governor on the show. That's great. But the best part of this show is when you get to talk, when you get to be heard all across Montana. You can give us a ring right now, 406-294-0970. I've got a couple of great messages here. One from Kevin in Billings, talking about this big energy news that we announced yesterday. And another one from Tim in Savage out there on the Mondakistan border. But I want to start with taxes on tips. Taxes on tips. Look, we've got some incredible listeners. I know right down the street, we got some great listeners, and they're waitresses and bartenders at the High Horse Saloon. Great folks. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I made tips as a busboy. I made tips as a waiter. That's how I put myself through college as well. Before I started getting the GI Bill after I joined the military after 9/11, my mom worked at the Cottonwood Inn in Glasgow, Montana when I was a kid. And before that, she was at the great Sam's Supper Club. And so when I heard this news that President Donald J. Trump said that he was going to make sure that we don't tax tips, I was like, man, that is huge. It's huge in the state of Nevada, where they have a massive service industry. But it's also huge in a state like Montana, where we've got a big service industry as well. Here's the headline that caught my eye this morning. Well, a couple of different headlines. One, there was a update on the radio newscast earlier this morning. And they said that apparently some of the union bosses are downplaying this tax relief for their workers. Well, it's going to cost a lot of money. What did they say? $250 million? Did you hear it, Travis? I think they said $250 million. It's going to cost $250 million. Okay, so these union bosses don't want to take care of their union workers because it's going to cost too much. Stephen Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity ran the numbers from the CBO on Joe Biden's student loan debt payoff. You know how much that's going to cost? $400 billion with a B. Oh, but the union bosses don't want their service workers to get tax reliefs on tips. It's a fraction of that cost. But, oh, pay off the wealthy college elite.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, lots of great callers on the phone lines. We'll get to every single one of you. We got phone lines open for you as well. 406-294-0970. Governor Greg Gianforte joining us shortly as well. In fact, Kevin in Billings sent me a really good and interesting message about that big energy news from yesterday. I'm going to wait till the governor's here to share that message because I think it'd be interesting to get the governor's take on what Kevin and Billings had to say. So, Kevin, hope you don't mind. Tim in Savage sent us a message. By the way, on this first day of summer, it's cool and cloudy in Mondakistan. with temperatures at 60 and light mist. Proof of climate change. That's right. That's right. Those nice, mild temperatures you're having on this summer day, Tim. It's climate change. Blame climate change for perfectly mild weather. Now, next week, Tim, though, you're gonna have to up your game, because next week it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sunny, which is not nice when you're in the jungle, as Adrian Cronauer would tell you. But anyways, it's going to be nice in Montana next week for sure. But you can blame next week. You can call it global warming. But for this week, just call it mildness. Global mildness this week, and then it'll be global warming next week, and then whatever fear campaign after that. Gary and Terry, thanks so much for your phone call. Gary's call reminded me of when a Missoula, Montana pastor talked about the Great Reset. Talked about the Great Reset and really how they are trying to develop this global currency, and they're trying to shut down Main Street America. And that was a story I shared on our Montana Talks website back in April of 2022. So I think that kind of ties in with what Gary was talking about. Let's go to Tom in Whitefish. Tom, what's on your mind?
Tim Sheehy's got an amazing campaign topic, and this is really important. Because Senator Tester, along with Jackie Rosen, has put in language in the defense authorization bill to require our daughters and our granddaughters to register for the draft. I would run 10,000 ads on radio and get everyone to understand that John Tester wants our daughters and granddaughters to go in the draft and go to war. And that is outrageously unacceptable.
So I saw the story that Senate Democrats are shockingly pushing this women in the draft deal and girls in the draft deal. Did Tester come out in support of it? Maybe I need to read that story one more time. Did he
Tester
specifically?
And is Tester and Rosen, they're the ones that put the language in the draft. Dig into that, because that's a campaign topic for Tim Sheehy like no tomorrow. Because if Tester wants our daughters and our granddaughters in the draft, that man's got to go. Obviously, there's another dozen reasons, but I have three daughters, and that is absolutely unacceptable. But he, along with Senator Rosen, put it in the draft. And even if he tries to back out of it, we need to not let the Montanans forget that he's the one that put that in the draft.
Yeah, even if he flip-flops on an issue like this or tries to pretend to be more moderate, even if they're trying to tee up an easy vote for him to vote against it, like, he's enabling the party that has got us on the brink of World War III and then wants to draft your daughters into their potential World War III. Yeah, I think, I'll tell you what, I had a conversation with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, who joins us from time to time, and his response was, yeah, hell no, stay away from my daughter. And I think there's a lot of dads, moms and grandmoms and who would be saying the exact same. Now, if they want to volunteer to serve, well, good on them and good for them, and thanks for your service, but forcing your daughters into the draft, some people don't even want their sons forced into the draft, right?
That's huge. And volunteers, sure. I mean, I'm an Army veteran, like you. And a volunteer, yeah, fine. But to force our daughters and granddaughters into a potential world war, and Tester's behind that language, he needs to be held accountable for it. And another thing, just on the side note, if you're going to be talking to the governor, I wonder if the governor is aware of the natural asset companies that Wall Street has taken over our natural parks, like Glacier. We're going to turn over Glacier to corporations and people like Bill Gates, who now are going to control our water and our air. How does that work?
No, that's
unbelievable. And if you don't have that story, I'll send it to you. But that is unbelievable, and the governor needs to address that, because if we turn over our national parks to Wall Street and likes like Bill Gates, can you imagine what they're going to do for our water and air control systems?
Well, send me that article, because, these NACs, these natural asset companies that you're referring to, it was actually the state treasurer down in Utah who I first called BS on this thing and said, whoa, we got to bring this to a halt. Basically, they want these radical environmental groups to be able to be listed on the stock exchange and then trade it on the stock exchange, and then and then raise money and invest money to shut you out of your so-called public lands. Yeah, it's totally crazy. Attorney General Austin Knutson jumped on that very early on. But send me that article anyway, because I want to see if there's a new twist to that story. So I appreciate you calling in. Next up, let's go to, Josh in Great Falls. Josh, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. How's it going? This is Josh Butterfly with Prayer Warriors Tribal Council.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, I was just listening to you today, and you touched on a lot of things that we are currently dealing with here in Great Falls and with the campaign and retiring tester. And we testified at the audit committee on Monday, we're setting out on the campaign. And about the tips, how you talked about the tips, one of the things that we're going to be pressing in the 2020 session is more protection when people find discrepancies and report these things within the that's going on. There needs to be more protection for them, especially for the youth and the workforce. I just won a case with the U.S. Department of Labor in regards to this very thing on tips and the mistreatment. And you're going to hear it out of the owner's mouth, you know, and the general managers what they've done. So we're kind of speaking out and the people that we found in our community that's doing this to people, Montanans, are out-of-staters. And one of the issues we're dealing with now is that Domino's, these two California natives, think they can mistreat, you know, the workforce here and, you know, utilize the disciplinary process and intimidate, but, you know, it don't work that way.
Interesting. Well, Josh, yeah, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. You know, you talk about, I don't know if you saw this story, Josh, Tom Lutey, he left the Billings Gazette. Now he's writing for another liberal leaning outfit, the Montana Free Press. But he wrote a story about how basically how more and more Native Americans are not voting Democrat, not voting for the Democrat Party, which it makes sense, right? Who's being hardest hit by Joe Biden and John Tester's policies right now? I mean, it's our reservation communities. It's our friends and neighbors. You live in rural Montana. You have a longer drive to get to the grocery store, and then you're paying more for groceries because of the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation. Your gas prices are higher. And then the Mexican drug cartels are taking advantage of their open border policies to target Native American women. So, yeah, why would you continue to support the Democrat Party? Especially right now. No, that's interesting. Well, Josh, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Kevin in Bozeman next up. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, Aaron. I got a theory on the girls in the Army. I think what they really want are military-age illegals that have come across the border to get amnesty, and they're using this as a vice to say, oh, well, okay, we won't put the women in the Army, but we got all these men that want to become citizens, and they're here, so we might as well use them. What do you think of that theory?
Well, say the question again one more time. I apologize. I was going to send a quick note to our engineer that our callers are reporting an echo. So tell me that question.
Yeah, no, there is an echo. No, so what I'm saying is I think that it's a ruse for that they don't really want women in the Army, but they want to use this leverage to get all these military-age illegals that have just crossed our border and put them into the Army and give them citizenship that way. And they'll say, well, see, now we won't use the daughters. We won't use your girls.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's they've already openly talked about, I forget who the Democrat member of Congress was, but they already openly talked about basically, well, we're struggling to meet our military recruitment and retention numbers because of the COVID jab, because of the woke policies, because of all sorts of things. So why don't we just make these illegal aliens, you know, these murderers and rapists that we're seeing every day coming from Venezuela, El Salvador is one of the latest ones. Yeah, let's just put them in the military is what a Democrat member of Congress openly floated and talked about. It's crazy. One thing that reminds me too, Kevin, thanks for the call. That reminds me of what our previous caller, who was it? It was who was it who asked about the draft? Oh, yeah. A previous caller asked about drafting women in the military. And he said how outraged dads and moms would be about that. And here's the deal. Like, OK, so if John Tester votes to force your daughters into the draft, you'll be mad about that. I get it. But why aren't you already mad? He already wants to force men into your daughter's locker room. He already wants to take away their sports opportunities. You ain't mad yet? What does it take to get you mad at this point? Kevin in the Flathead, we got less than a minute to go. What's on your mind this morning?
Just wanted to, first of all, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Wanted to float an idea. I don't know the legalities or if it has to be brought through our state legislatures or a combined effort, but like you call it Mondakistan?
Yeah.
Mondakistan, is that?
That's right.
We own the oil, don't we? Underneath us?
Well, that's mostly that's oil? Private sector out that way, which is why we've been able to.
We need a strategic oil reserve in this country, and if we can't have one in the country, we should have one in our state.
Create a state.
That produces oil, a state strategic oil reserve.
Now, that's interesting. Could we create a state strategic petroleum reserve as Biden's depleted our federal? That's a very interesting. Well, hey, the governor is in the House. We'll throw that one to him right after this. Governor Greg Gianforte in studio. Back after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, Northern Livestock Video Auction held their early summer special, marketing over 24,000 head of cattle on the video/internet auction. Mr. Joe Goggins with Northern Livestock Video Auction says these were some of the best prices he's ever seen.
Yeah, it was met with great demand. We probably had as much buyer interest, as much buyer participation all across the United States and Canada that we've had in quite some number of years. We sold a lot of these light calves this morning, kind of the mid four weight calves up in the mid to high threes. A lot of the five weight steers bringing in the 40s up to 50, 60. Selling a lot of these six weight steers bringing anywhere from $1,900 to over $2,000 a head. So seeing really good demand for these replacement type heifer calves. We didn't sell the yearlings yet. Don't have a lot of yearlings on this sale, but we'll have a pile of them in July. So really looking forward to ending up today and had great demand. And you can just see we're short of cow numbers, and these guys feeding these cattle know it.
Again, that was auctioneer Joe Goggins with Northern Livestock Video Auction. Just a reminder, the consignment deadline for Northern Video's Summertime Classic sale will be July 5th, with that Summertime Classic sale taking place July 22nd through the 23rd there in Billings. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, okay, now, squirrel. I had about eight other things I was going to talk about, and then the governor's like, hey, I got to get in the Bradley fighting vehicle. I got to get in the Abrams tank. See, you're doing some annual training with the National Guard, huh?
Aaron, you got to keep your skills up.
That's right. I was going to say, if anybody's done their gunnery time, it's Governor Greg Gianforte, but you probably hadn't done this kind of gunnery before, man.
I hadn't. I mean, shooting the 50 cal Barrett at 1,000 yards, putting lead on the target, it was good. And I enjoyed it. And I'm just proud of the fact that as a state, we defend the Second Amendment. And just, if you want to, just a point of pride, I think, for most Montanans. We have more firearms and ammunition manufacturers in Montana per capita than any other state in the country. And we're recruiting more. All we have to do is look for firearms companies in blue states. We passed a law here that says it's illegal to discriminate against firearms companies in banking. You can't discriminate against that industry. So we just find these firearms and ammunition manufacturers in blue states, and we go knock on the door, and we just say, hey, you want to move back to America?
The liberty industry that we talked about even yesterday on the show. So you got to get in the Bradley fighting vehicle, and I've been to that shooting range there. Let's just say south of Helena.
I am so proud of the work that our Montana National Guard does, and they've been stepping in the gap for our state and our country. We've had Montana National Guard members on the southern border for most of this last year. I sent another crew down just in the last couple of months to help the Texas National Guard in Texas at the request of Governor Abbott. And it's such a tragedy that we've let over 10 million people into this country illegally when we could easily secure the border. I saw it there in Shelby Park when Governor Abbott asked the Texas National Guard to come in. In just overnight, they went from 3,000 illegal crossings in Shelby Park to 3 illegal crossings in one day. So don't tell me we can't secure the border. There is just no will to do it in the White House, and that's why we need a new president.
That's right. Speaking of the Guard, you know, I thought I'd take callers' questions today since I got to catch up with yesterday. I've got a bunch of messages coming in on our Montana Talks app. Jeff and Victor was saying how, I guess in Florida and Texas, you've probably seen this, they created kind of like a state guard that's separate from the National Guard, but kind of like a state volunteer force that can operate like the National Guard, but it's solely under state control. So, but because it's interesting, because of course in Florida and Texas, I mean, they've been overrun. Like, I mean, we're seeing a flood thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester, but not like what they're seeing down there yet, of course.
Well, I mean, I'm just proud of the structure we have in the National Guard. There was an attempt recently by the Biden administration to take away my authority over our Montana National Guard, and we push back hard on that. This is a resource that's available here for us in the case of natural disasters, flooding, fires. It's available to us if there are other crises, and that's under the state control now. So it's a resource we have. I know you serve, and we have so many proud, patriotic folks in the state that put their life on hold to serve Montanans, and not only the state, but the country.
Well, I know you heard our caller just before the break. He was saying, hey, what about a state strategic petroleum reserve? We'll get to that one in a second. But first, we've got a young lady named Abby Penwell in Billings on the phone lines. Hey, Abby, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment for the governor?
Yeah, I did. I'm a junior at Central, and I know that governor has done a lot in education and for teachers during your first term, and I'm wondering what your plans are for education in your second term.
Hey, great question. Well, thank you, Abby.
Yeah, thank you, Abby. I think that our goal in education has to be to help every student reach their full potential. And I think that happens when there are choices, parental choice in education to make sure parents can pick what's best for their kids. I'm proud of some of the innovations we've done so far. I think one of the things I like the most was the workplace learning experiences that we've adopted. This allows local school boards to work with the private sector to allow high school students to spend 2 to 20 hours a week in a local business. And that gives them exposure to new careers. It gives them additional graduation credit, and it broadens their horizons. I think we need to do more in this area. This is why I've been encouraging schools to really embrace this workplace learning experience and encouraging local chambers of commerce to get involved with the local schools, because we have a workforce shortage in this state in every industry, whether it's education or construction or healthcare. And the employers that are figuring out this workforce pipeline are partnering more closely with education. We need to do more of that. I'm looking forward to doing it in the next term.
All right. Well, what's your thoughts on that caller who says, hey, you know, Biden's basically depleting our national strategic petroleum reserve. Trump wanted to refill it when oil prices were low and when gas prices were low under Trump's term, but Biden depleted it. And so it's crazy. But of course, most of that oil out in the Bakken, that's under private land, private. But anyway, interesting concept.
Yeah, we've been trying to make it easier for energy development, and we've taken an all of the above energy approach. And honestly, the Biden administration has just been at war with fossil fuels. We saw the recent EPA regulations that are an attempt to shut down coal strip. If we did that, it would destabilize our grid. It would significantly increase costs for Montanans. And it's just it's a bad idea. This is really a tax on every small business. We implemented at the state an online auction for oil and gas leases on state land to make it easier for people to get these permits. And yet the federal government has shut down leasing on federal land. So just a stark contrast. Energy independence is really national security. I'd much rather be producing oil and gas for our friends around the world than being forced to buy it from our enemies. And that's the stark reality we have with the Biden administration's policies related to energy.
Well, just like I think you were the first governor in the nation to leverage our state investment funds to push back against these woke ESG policies, and some of those woke ESG policies are the very things they've used at the national level to try to discourage private sector investment in places like the Bakken. So it was important to the gun industry when you made that announcement of the SHOT Show, and it's, of course, important to all the rest of this as well. Let's see. Let's sneak in a quick phone call here. Robert in Sheridan, Montana, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. I'd like to ask the governor about these organizations that bring in these illegal aliens. Why couldn't we get some legislation that makes them responsible if the illegal aliens commit crimes against Montana citizens, that the citizens can go after them for the damages that are, occurred?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, of course, one of those nonprofit organizations called Valley Neighbors, they openly admitted on their website that they will assist migrants of all document, all statuses. So they basically admitted that they will assist illegal aliens. Your thoughts, Governor?
Well, it's a grave concern because we're seeing under the Biden administration, we've seen over 10 million people come into this country illegally. I've been down to the southern border four times since I started serving the people of Montana, and it's just gone from bad to worse. Just to put that in perspective, that's over 10 people for every citizen of the state of Montana have crossed illegally, more than the population of Montana, in, you know, just 10 times over. So we need to look at every tool, but the ultimate solution is we've got to secure the border. That's job one. That's if the federal government doesn't have anything else, their number one responsibility is national security. I have a very simple solution to solve the whole problem. We need a new president because the policies of this current president have gotten us into this mess. He needs to go, and we need to elect Donald Trump.
And then, of course, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who knows how to fight and can be there with him in the fight in the United States Senate. You even shared you just shared the fact that it's in the past few years 10 times the population size of Montana. But I saw what you shared via Twitter, X, a couple of days ago. Nearly 1.4 million migrants just in the first 5 months of this year alone. So just in the first 5 months of this year, they've already allowed more illegals into this country than the entire population of Montana.
Let me be clear. I'm in favor of immigration, but it should be legal immigration. We want, this is a country, a melting pot of people that want to become part of this American experiment in individual sovereignty and freedom. And they're welcome, but come legally.
All right. Well, the one topic I am really interested in getting the governor's thoughts on, and hopefully we have time for it. Yesterday, one of the discussions they had was about photonics and quantum research, which if you listen to yesterday's show is huge. And Montana is a big part of it, but national security implications and so much more. So if we get to that, we're sure going to get to your calls next.
Yours.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in with us, and it's quick. Sometimes we'll have him on for the full hour. Today he's just with us for half the show, but trying to get to as many of your phone calls as possible. So if you got a quick question or comment, we'll get to you. Let's see, I was going to go to Mark in Twin Bridges, but I think we lost Mark in Twin Bridges. So Jim in Great Falls was next up. Jim, did you have a quick question or comment?
In the old days when you had a draft, men would run across the Canadian border to miss out on it. This way, now having women in it, actually the positive would be if they had a draft now for men, there definitely would be less transgender because how many men would claim to be a woman to miss out on the draft? So having this, it gives true feminine women a great opportunity to stand up and show how many more of them there are than these transgenders. And it's like all the illegals coming across, it's like a pasture of cattle with no O'Briens or ear tags, the only way to do it is to funnel them in across the border, make them go through basic training and learn English, and then they can decide whether or not they get the vet or stay here or not. And the whole deal with the jump to the One World Order, they have to bring our standard of living down to the rest of the world, or you can't have one money or one world.
Yeah, that's good point. Well, that's what Washington's trying to force right now. They're trying to, you know, like that. That's what you got the Biden administration helping the American Prairie Reserve, ruling against the ranchers, and I think it's all by design. Governor, I don't know if you heard it earlier, but Senate Democrats are trying to force women and girls into the draft potentially as they got us in the brink of World War III here. Did you ever watch MASH back in the day? I guess that guy would have been out of luck now. They'd be like, sorry, buddy, you're still in. But anyway, your thoughts. I know it's a national issue, but.
Well, I'm glad that we have a volunteer force. I think that really helps morale. People are there because they want to serve. And hats off. It's an incredible sacrifice to put on the uniform of this country. And I'm proud of the fact that we have the highest, one of the highest veterans populations in the entire country here in Montana. I'll always honor them for the service and the sacrifice, both of them and their families, for the service that they put forward.
I know we'll have a chance to talk with you more down the road, but I'm really intrigued. What stood out to you, I mean, with this photonics? The Taiwanese guy the other night said photonics is now, quantum is the future, but there's some cool companies in Bozeman doing quantum research right now. But you've been a part of this for a couple of decades now, right?
Yeah, well, it's emerging here in the last 10 years. And it's what electronics was to last century, photonics will be to this century. And here's why it's important. As integrated circuits get smaller and smaller and smaller, the electrons have more trouble getting around the tight corners, and they slow down. I mean, we think electrons are fast, but they're not fast enough for these new chips. Light travels faster than electrons, and that's why photonics is so important. And we do have a cluster of businesses, and quantum is integrated. We have a quantum foundry in Bozeman. It's one of only a couple in all of North America. And what this quantum foundry can do is create new materials that are literally one atom thick. So you can do experimentation under very low temperatures at different temperature points, because it's this sort of experimentation that's going to give birth to the next generation of chips, technology, capabilities. We took a number of our photonics entrepreneurs to Taiwan last fall, and building relationships. We're trying to help the Taiwanese because they're standing for freedom. These Montana companies need alternative supply chains that don't include China. Taiwan's a logical partner for us. And then Taiwan reciprocated, and we have almost 40 photonics executives from Taiwan in Bozeman right now meeting with Bozeman Photonics. They're looking to do business with each other.
Yeah.
And that's going to make Montana stronger. It's going to make Taiwan stronger because they don't live in such a good neighborhood.
Huge for national security as well, from the nuclear weapons, hypersonic missile standpoint, but also precision agriculture. So it's a really interesting conversation that we'll have more of down the road for sure. And by the way, the governor's predecessors shut down a Montana-Taiwan trade office. One of our top trade partners, he got it back up and running, which is a good message for freedom and for Montana trade as well. Carrie in Kalispell, did you have a quick question or comment? We're just about out of time.
Quick question and comment. Thank you, Governor Gianforte. Thank you, Aaron, for everything you two are doing. You have a good, strong voice, and us Montanans are with you.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment. Who's watching our northern border? We're just an hour to the border.
Great question, Governor. Your thoughts, and you're cutting the ribbon on the Coca-Cola facility later today too. We'll get that plug in there.
Thanks for the question. We got to watch both borders. There's really no comparison between the southern border and the northern border. But just this week, we got authorization for our Montana National Guard to use our Lakota helicopters for surveillance wherever they're needed related to border security.
Wow!
So that's a tool that we'll have in the box, expanded capabilities. And the good news is, as our Montana National Guard airmen fly these Lakota surveillance aircraft, it increases their hours, makes them better ready for any potential conflict. I was up in one. I flew Yuma to San Diego at 500 feet over the border, the whole one, when we had our Montana National Guard. And I'll tell you, Aaron, with the optics on these things, on a clear day, I can tell you what you got stuck in your teeth at 3 miles.
It's probably beef jerky made in Bozeman. Can I get special permission from the governor? I've never flown in the Lakota, but I want to sit on the side with my feet dangling, you know, like the really cool kids. I've never done that.
That's approved.
All right. There we go. Did you hear that, Helena? There we go. All right. Have a great weekend. Texting privacy policy.